Hey, this is Laura.
And Steven.
And this is our podcast, Midday Musings, where we take our lunch break to talk about the things that are on our mind. Today, we're celebrating another Red Flags Friday, where we play the game of terrible dates. Would you have a relationship with Batman if he was rude but let you use his penthouse? Is an endless supply of cheese enough to endure constant juggling? Does Luxembourg have extradition laws? Let's get into it. Hey there, Steven.
Hi, Laura.
How's it going?
It's going well. Hey, happy Friday, by the way.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. It's going pretty well. I'm a little sleepy, but that's kind of my own fault, so here we are.
I think that sleepiness is not the fault of any individual, but a collective effort by society to enfeeble us.
Oh, yeah.
So we do not rise up.
Because, oh, wow.
Anyway.
I love that perspective. We should dig into that at some point because, whoa, yes. Anyway, how are you?
I am excited because it is, as you may have guessed from the cards in front of you, Red Flags Friday.
Yeah, I love Red Flags Friday. It's just nice to be able to relax at the end of a week and, like, just play a card game.
Yeah, it is an occasional Midday Musings tradition to play the Grim Rabbit Games card game, Red Flags, the game of terrible dates. How does it work? I'm so glad you asked.
I did ask. Tell me,
yes,
how does it work?
I heard you in my mind, Palace. So the way that it works is I, an individual playing against you, will give you a white flag card. This is a desirable characteristic your potential date. And after that, after I have seduced you with their white flag qualities, I will pile on what are called red flags, and those are cards that contain undesirable characteristics, and we just see how much you can take.
I love it. I'm a glutton for pain, so let's do it. Let's go.
Absolutely. I see that you also have cards.
I do.
Will you be participating in this Red Flags Friday?
Yeah, I was thinking I'd do the same thing. So you'll play a white card for me, and then you'll put a red flag on it to see if you can defer me from continue to be interested in the white flag. And I'll do the same thing for you. So I haven't had a chance to look at mine yet. Do you want to go first?
Yes. Okay. I have three very good options. Would you like to take an index finger and place it upon a random card of these three?
Interesting. I like this. I feel like I'm participating in, like, a magic act. Okay, let's go.
We're all magic, baby.
We're all made of stardust. This one right here.
This one? All right.
Perfect.
So the white flag you have selected from my three white flags available is owns a penthouse suite in your favorite city.
Ooh.
Your potential date owns a penthouse suite in your favorite city. And sir, what is your favorite city?
What is my favorite city? That is a great question. Okay, so I've got a few. It's pretty basic. Basically, the metropolitan cities. I love San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I love New York. Mm-hmm. New York City, obviously. New York City and Seattle. Those are solid cities. And Chicago. So it's kind of a four-way tie. Do they own one in each of them?
They own one in each.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that is really compelling because number one, the fact that they can afford a penthouse in each one tells me just a lot. Yeah, okay. I'm into that. Because I could just go to any of them and have a place to stay. I wouldn't have to worry about lodging or anything. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah,
okay.
All you got to pay is transport.
Yeah, well done. I'm worried about the red flags you're going to try to throw down that, but I'm interested in what you got so far. So do you put a red flag on now? I forget.
No, you must offer me a white flag.
Oh, okay. I will offer you up a white flag.
Show me what date I will be dating.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, so I think I know already which of these you would like the most. So, well, actually, here, two. I'm going to do the same, but I have two options for you. Pick
Ooh,
your poison,
okay.
Laura.
Okay.
This one?
That
All right.
One.
You are fortunate because that was the one I was going to present you with anyway. And your date, your perfect date, has a magic bag that contains unlimited cheese.
This is very well chosen because you are aware of my current obsession with cheesemongers on Instagram.
Your current obsession with cheesemongers, but your lifelong obsession and interest with cheese and all dairy products.
Sir, I am a human woman. I enjoy cheese.
As you should. So yeah, imagine that. Imagine that you are dating someone, maybe they're a cheesemonger. They also have a magic bag that contains unlimited cheese, any type of cheese you want. cheddar, Swiss,
yeah.
Gouda, provolone.
Dude, there Havarti. Are so many. There are so many more cheeses than you ever imagined, mm-hmm. is what I've learned from following cheesemongers on Instagram. And you, listeners, should be aware of the thriving cheesemonger community mm-hmm. on Instagram. Just find yourself a cheese test and go down that rabbit hole.
Right?
You'll see soft cheeses, hard cheeses, mid-range cheeses, sheep cheeses, goat cheeses, cow cheeses. Mm. It's a beautiful wonderland.
Mm.
Anyway, thank you. Endless bag of cheese.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Wonderful. That's for you. Wonderful. I got that for you because I care.
I'm into it. So, all right. I will offer to you the first red flag.
Okay, yes.
It is physically incapable of asking a question.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so there's an alternative to this, which I have a big problem with, which is physically incapable of answering a question.
Yes.
That one drives me insane. That one might actually be just a default red flag, shut it down kind of answer, but physically incapable of asking a question. So that to me sounds more like a disability, you know, like this person who has four penthouses in metropolitan cities, at least four penthouses, also just can't ask questions. They literally cannot. And because of that, I'm willing to accept some quirkiness. That's fine. I think I could reverse Jeopardy this instead of framing your statement in the form of a question. Frame your question in the form of a statement.
Oh, that's my favorite trick.
Right? So just do that. Do that. So actually, I could work around that. No problem. And we get handicap parking. And we get handicap parking too.
I don't know that that's the case.
I could find a way.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You're still on board because maybe the benefit is you would never have to answer a question.
Right.
Because you get real squirrely around direct questions.
Oh, I do. I do. We talked about that before. We're like, if you ask me, what do I want? I would just laugh awkwardly and nervously until the conversation changes elsewhere.
Hey, but Steven. That's me.
Yeah. Hey.
What do you want?
I want you to stop asking that question. I don't know.
You
I
and this know. Person are made for each other for now.
Okay. So I've got a red flag for you to add on to that date of yours that has a magic bag that contains unlimited cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a total killer? It might be a date killer. Okay. You know what?
Good choices, Steven.
I'm going to, because I want to be able to have this go on a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you might either consider this very whimsical or very annoying. Has a magic bag that contains unlimited cheese, and the red flag card is won't stop juggling.
Can I hold the bag?
Probably. Yeah. They're not juggling the bag of cheese.
I could be comfortable with this. It actually could solve more problems than it creates.
Oh yeah. You get full access to the bag because they're like, hold on. I can't hold my bag of infinite cheese holding. I need you to hold
Honey,
it.
Honey, could you hold my cheese bag?
Because
I juggle for 24 hours straight.
I literally won't stop juggling. It's an obsession. So you're cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Okay. So these dates are just, they're just trucking right along.
Yeah, they're more whimsical than destructive and worrying at this point.
Yeah, we might have to go harder. I don't know. We'll see how this develops. Yeah.
Go for it.
All right. I've got another red flag for you, but I don't know if you will just enjoy it.
Okay. All right.
And that red flag is only speaks in business buzzwords.
I will be honest with you. That is, if someone that I'm dating only speaks in business buzzwords, but they own a penthouse in my favorite cities, plural, and they can't ask a question, to me, that actually just makes a lot of sense. Like someone in that capacity is probably owner of multiple companies and just very, very, very in the business. That's what they do. They're probably also going to be very busy. So I expect that I wouldn't have to deal with their buzzwordiness all the time. I could just kind of hang out in their penthouse and they would see me when they see me. So I could handle that. However, if they were in my house and literally only could speak in business buzzwords and they're all the time, that would drive me freaking insane.
I can't imagine someone having attained this level of success and having their brains so broken by affluenza that they can't ask questions of other people. You would have so much free time in those penthouses. Yeah.
And also this person, even though they can't ask a question themselves, they could probably hire someone to ask questions for them.
Yeah. You could just interact entirely with their assistant.
Yeah.
And maybe just show up. It doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
It sounds tolerable for your purposes.
Maybe I could have a secret affair with that assistant because I would have an emotional connection after, you know, like spending much more time talking to them than the business person.
I don't know. Someone at this level, I think that they would hire an assistant who would be compensated so highly they wouldn't dare have an affair with
you. Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like, this person's life is already ruined by the fact that they're an assistant to presumably a billionaire.
Yeah, like a terrible person.
And if I were the assistant to presumably a billionaire, I would not touch the things that that billionaire liked.
No, that's totally fair. That's totally fair because they could destroy you, your family, your hometown, your childhood dog. They would bring them back to life and then kill your childhood dog again.
I think I told you about this book I was reading called Fruit of the Dead.
Yeah.
That was written by, I believe, Jennifer Leon.
Oh, yeah. The modern take on the Persephone and Hades story, right?
Yeah, modern take on Persephone, Hades, and Demeter. The Hades character in this book was a billionaire pharmaceutical CEO modeled after one of the Sacklers.
And Sacklers, we love to hate them.
And I think that that was brilliant because a billionaire in modern society is very similar to a Greek god in terms of power. That's what I think about your potential date.
Yeah.
You're dealing with a Greek god.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly like that. Just someone who's way too powerful. Okay. Okay, so I have another red flag for you. Okay, this one might be a bridge too far, but we'll see. So the white flag is, has a magic bag that contains unlimited cheese. They will not stop juggling, and they are wanted in every state except Florida, because Florida doesn't want them.
Okay. You know, they were kind of giving me a European vibe anyway.
A little bit, right? Like international fugitive from the law.
Americans just aren't, as much as we put cheese on things, we aren't artfully cheesy.
Artfully cheesy?
That's an old world thing.
Oh, yeah.
That feels to me like German, Scandinavian, maybe Swiss, someplace with a lot of cows.
So are a lot of these cheesemongers you follow, are they also European?
No, they are American. Well, one of them's Italian.
That
makes
sense.
But I think Italian-American, in so much as they're speaking English with an Italian accent.
No, that actually makes a lot of sense to me, like an Italian-American cheesemonger. No, but yeah, so this is an international fugitive. They're wanted in every state except Florida, because again, Florida doesn't want them.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like they live in Luxembourg.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Quirky, juggling, European coded.
Euro coded. So what do you think? Are you still in?
Yeah, I can throw 3 months at this.
Okay.
All right. Your next red flag, I think you are also going to read it as a white flag,
okay,
which
we'll
is
see.
Amateur vigilante.
Oh, did you just give me Batman? Is that what you did?
I don't know.
I feel like you gave me Batman, or Bat person.
Maybe.
Bat person.
Maybe.
I know of bird person. Birdman, bat person. No, because they own a penthouse in every city, all of my favorite cities. They cannot ask a question, although Batman is very good at asking questions.
But only as Batman.
That's true. I don't think I've ever heard Bruce Wayne ask a question. Normally,
Wayne has never asked a question in his life.
He makes sweeping statements. Instead, he's like, yes, this party is quite lovely. Yes, yes, yes.
I'll buy the hotel.
Yes, I will buy the hotel so I can party here every day. And only speaks in business buzzwords and is an amateur vigilante. That is a white card. The amateur vigilante, I love the desire for justice. Also, they're so busy. Apparently, I don't want to date someone. I just want someone to give me resources.
No, I discovered this about myself for like a while back. I loved long distance relationships. And I was like, there's a reason for this in my 20-year-old mind. But then I realized the reason was I don't want to see these people.
Get out of my house. Get out of my house. You know, okay, so just stepping out of the game for a second, maybe the reason why I'm more interested in resources than I am in like an emotional connection is like I already feel emotionally satisfied in a romantic way. Like we have like
We could just continue to do this and you could date Batman.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But if I was very single, I may not be able to in good conscience say that this was enough. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like we're like 10 years deep, you know? So I'm just thinking about it from like, I'm metagaming, Laura.
Yes. Okay.
I'm metagaming red flags. So I think I need to think about if I was very single, what would that look like for me? But I have no recollection of what that's like. So here we are.
I know. Isn't it amazing the things that you forget? I feel like I have a really strong emotional memory for about 2 years back. And then beyond 2 years, I'm like, I remember remembering this feeling.
Right. Right? Okay, so if we're thinking about this from our current states, I think what I need to consider is how do I make the resources you get from this just totally unavailable or unattractive? Because that's what this is, right? It's not about establishing an emotional connection, because like you can't really have an emotional connection with someone who won't stop juggling. They're so busy juggling.
Unless you are very interested in juggling.
Wait, is that why they're wanted in every state? Are they just doing illegal juggling all over the country?
Unbeknownst to many, certain types of juggling are illegal in every state except Florida.
Like, look, if you
where they just don't want jugglers.
They're like, we hate jugglers. Get out of here. Only Florida man, yeah. Alligators, Disney World. That is it. Universal Studios. That's all we want.
Yeah, Disney World is exempt from the juggler exclusion because they have to juggle.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's see if I can tank this for you here.
Okay.
I think you'd be okay with this one. I'm going to go with the other one. All right. So your additional red card is every time you think about them, you dry heave. Every time.
Oh, that seems very inconvenient.
Yeah, right? You could be in the middle of a very important business meeting. You could be driving. You could be, I don't know, sleeping.
And I don't know. Okay, so cards on the table. I like cheese, but I don't love it. Mm-hmm. Like, I could probably live the rest of my life not eating cheese, even though I would remember fondly the moments that I ate cheese.
I don't believe that, but please go ahead.
I'm about to tell you why.
Yeah.
But if you had said to me that this man has a bag of endless curries,
ooh,
I would be like, fine. But for cheese, not enough.
Wait, so in the bag of endless curries, are they all mixed together or they're like little
bowls
of curry?
No, they're all like separately stored in ramekins.
That's a really,
so you just like grab one out.
That's a really like really high-tech bag of infinite curry.
I mean, the infinite part of it already suggests a great deal of technology or wizardry.
That's true. I'm just thinking for some reason the individual packaging, I'm like, wow, there's so much more effort needs to go into that than just a big bag of cheese, of infinite cheese.
Yeah, like the fermentation process. Easy, but containers, crazy.
Right? Okay, so is this a deal breaker for you?
I'm not going to do it for cheese.
You're not going to do it for cheese. Okay, that's okay. Good to know. Maybe for curries, though.
For curries, I would.
No, that's fair. That's a big one, right? Because it's not like, this isn't even about an implied emotional connection. This is just, you are incredibly inconvenienced every time they pass your mind. You don't even control when that happens sometimes.
No, like, and also they're not domestic, which is charming for a bit, but not for a really long period of time. And like the white card isn't that good. The white card's fine.
No, that's fair. That's fair. It wasn't, I didn't have a lot of amazing white cards. At the end of this, I'll tell you which ones I did have.
Okay, cool. I will give you one more thing. I know that this isn't going to stop you. I know that this just completes the Batman quality of the individual I'm presenting you.
Well, then,
so this red card is cries themselves to sleep every night.
Oh, every night?
You think Batman isn't crying himself to sleep every night?
I don't think Batman sleeps.
I know that he does because Alfred wakes him up like at 3 p.m. in one movie.
Oh, wow. No, that's fair. I guess you wouldn't have to get up at 9 and do work stuff as Bruce Wayne, right? Cries himself to sleep every night. Father, mother, oh no.
Yeah.
I'm so sad about you that I must do a vigilante.
Yeah, first he punches his feelings out and then like...
he cries them out.
Then it's always raining so he can cry and he goes home and cries more.
Lost like tears in rain.
Exactly.
All of his tears. Oh, that one's tough though because like if I knew that and...
I will give you three others that you will still accept.
Okay.
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 Ends every conversation with you're dismissed.
Oh, okay. No, I can't do that.
But it's Batman.
No. That's just rude.
Have you met Batman?
Yes, I have. But that is just... Okay, so there's clearly going to be some inequity of position and status because, number one, he's Batman or Bat-person in this case because it's just miscellaneous generic Bat-person. Bat-folk. Bat-fella.
Bat-folk.
Bat-fella, maybe. Bat...
Bat-friend.
Bat... It's your bat. It's your bat friend, not your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Your bat friend.
Here's my final red flags card. doesn't understand your jokes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, just no, that's, I'm out. I can't do it. I was done at you're dismissed, but can you imagine I told them a bad dad joke and they're like, you're dismissed. That would crush me.
I feel like we've had that conversation.
And I was crushed.
Oh no.
I was destroyed, but I arose like a phoenix out of the ashes, stronger, more resilient.
So too could you in this bat folk circumstance, while still having a penthouse suite in every single one of your favorite cities.
I just, it's just so rude. It's so rude. You're dismissed? No, I'm out. I can't do it. I can't do it. Yeah, the inequity of the relationship too. Like I'm a single person with one house. They're a multi-billionaire with five houses. And the dismissal? No, that's just rude. Mm-mm. That's disrespectful. So I can't take it.
Okay, fair enough.
I will not suffer disrespect in a relationship. He said Italian adjacently.
Yeah, so Steven's not materialistic, but he will be darned if you do not respect him.
I don't know. It's the Mexican side in me, you know. Respect is important, and I know people say respect is earned, but I feel like everyone earns the right to be respected as a human being, and that means that no one should ever say you are dismissed unless you literally work for them. And even then it's kind of rude. So, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. No, I'm out. I'm out. I can't do it. Nope.
All right.
Nope.
And I would be willing to do it for the curry, but not for the cheese.
Yeah. I think I would be willing to do all of those things except for the you're dismissed part. No joke.
That's insane to me.
Yeah. The respect. It's important.
Like, I consider that just quirky.
Well, no. It's just rude.
Not for you. Not for you. Okay. I hear you. It is your date. I would never try to pressure you into dating Batman.
You know how
it ends very badly for all of his dates.
So look, like, you know, I grew up poor, right? Uh-huh. So to me, this is like the equivalent of like, if a guy said something to a gal that was considered misogynistic to me, that's the equivalent of like
it's a microaggression,
a class-sogynistic thing to say to someone who you knew grew up poor or was not as advantaged as you. It feels class-sogynistic. Okay. You're dismissed. You're beneath me.
All right. Noted. So what are these other white cards that you were saying?
Okay. So the other white cards I was saying is, and this is one I thought you would either love or hate, spontaneous and fun.
Oh, I mean, just for a change.
Right? Oh, what? Hey, I am sometimes fun and never spontaneous. Conversationally, I'm quite spontaneous. But as far as my routine, no, that is ironclad. That is locked in. No, that's fair. That's fair. Let's see. The other one is, has an 8-pack.
I mean, I don't hate an 8-pack.
It's not bad, right?
No, it's not the best thing in the world, but it's not a bad thing.
Right? Like, it's pretty good. It's pretty great, you know?
Yeah.
And the last one, I think this might be a red card for you. It's loves his or her job. I don't know.
No, that's ambiguous. I like that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it has much.
Yeah, some of the white cards are mid.
Right? But some of them are really, really good.
Some of them are actually incredible. One of the white cards that I didn't give you was owns a magic carpet.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right?
Oh my gosh, magic. The fact that in that world, they've now introduced you to the fact that there is magic in the world.
Oh yeah, but it's basically the inverse of what you were given, which penthouse in your favorite cities.
Yeah.
Because that way you only have to pay for accommodation.
Yeah.
But don't have to pay for travel. And the third option that I didn't give you is can multiply themselves, because I thought you'd find that practically valuable.
I do, for many, many G-rated reasons.
Think about all of the errands they could get done.
Totally G-rated reasons, yes. no, they could get so many errands. They could get so much done. And also, I don't know, I think that'd be fun. That'd be fun. There'd always be like...
It's like Dr. Manhattan, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You get it.
Yeah, totally. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us on this Red Flags Friday.
Yeah.
We didn't get dates, but you might.
Yeah. Good luck out there. And happy Friday. We'll catch you all on the next one.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
This has been Steven.
And Laura.
Thanks for tuning into Midday Musings, the podcast where we talk about all the things on our mind. Be sure to follow us on Spotify and jump into the conversation in our polls and Q&As. We would love to hear from you. Catch you next lunch break.